10, chapter 28, entitled Krishna Rescues Nanda Maharaj from the Abode of Varuna. I'll be reading text number 1. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Saraswatim Vyasam.
Tato
Jayamudirayet.
Tato Jayamudirayet.
So we're reading the chapter summary. Chapter 28. This chapter describes how Lord Krishna brought Nanda Maharaj back from the abode of Varuna and how the cowherd men saw Vaikuntha. The king of the cowherds, Nanda Maharaj, observed the prescribed fast on the 11th day of the lunar month and then considered how to break his fast properly on the 12th day. By circumstance, only a few more minutes remained, and so he decided to take his bath at the very end of the night, although astrologically that was an inauspicious time. Thus he entered the water of the Jamuna. A servant of Varuna, the demigod of the ocean, noticed Nanda Maharaj entering the water at a time forbidden by scripture and took him away to the demigod's abode. In the early morning, the cowherd men unsuccessfully searched for Nanda, but Lord Krishna immediately understood the situation and went to see Varuna. Varuna worshipped Krishna with great and variegated festivity. Afterwards, he begged the Lord to forgive his servant for having foolishly arrested the king of the cowherds. Nanda was amazed to see the influence of Sri Krishna, exerted in the court of Varuna Deva. And after returning home, he described his experiences to his friends and relatives. They all thought Krishna must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself and wanted to see his supreme abode. Thereupon, the omniscient Personality of Godhead arranged for them to bathe in the same lake where a curer would have his vision of the Absolute Truth. There the Lord revealed to them Brahmaloka, which is realized by great sages in their mystic trance. So text number 1. Sri Padarayani Ruvacha. Ekadasyam Nirahara.
Ekadasyam Nirahara.
Samabhyarcha Janardhanam.
Samabhyarcha Janardhanam.
Snatum nandas tu kalindyam.
Snatum nandas tu kalindyam.
Tadasyam jalamavishat.
Tadasyam jalamavishat.
Ekadasyam nirahara.
Samabhyarcha janardhanam.
Snatum nandas tu kalindyam.
Tadasyam
jalamavishat.
Ekadasyam
nirahara.
Samabhyarcha
janardhanam.
Snatum nandas tu kalindyam.
Tadasyam jalamavisha.
Ekadasyam nirahara.
Samabhyarcha janardhanam.
Snatam nandas tu kalindyam.
Tadasyam jalamavisha.
Ekadasyam nirahara.
Samabhyarcha janardhanam.
Snatum nandas tu kalindyam. Tadasyandaramavishat.
Ladies.
Ekadasyandarahara.
Samabhyarchadinardhanam.
Snatum nandastukalinjan. Tadasyandaramavishat. Ekadasyam nirahara samabhyarchanajanardhanam natum nandastukalinjam tadasyam dalamabhishat.
Sri Bhadrayani Ravacha. Sri Bhadrayani Shukadev Goswami said, Ekadasham Anikadashi, the eleventh day of the lunar month. Nirahara, fasting. Samabhyarcha, having worshipped. Janardhanam, Lord Janardhan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Snatum, in order to bathe, before breaking the fast at its prescribed completion. Nanda Maharaj. To, but, Kalinjam, in the river Jamuna. Dvadasham, on the 12th day. Jalam, the water. Abhishat, entered. Translation. Sri Bhadrayani said, having worshipped Lord Janardhan and fasted on the Ekadasi day, Nanda Maharaj entered the water of the Kalindi on the Dvadasi to take his bath. Amagyana Kimirandasya Gnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamayam Datati Svapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschata Dishitarane. Panchakalpa Tarubhrishcha Kripa Sindhya Vita Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Ekadasham Nirahara Samabhyarcha Janardhanam Snatum Nandastu Kalanjam Tadasham Jalam Avishat. Sri Bhadrayani said, having worshipped Lord Janardhan and fasted on the Ekadasi day, Nanda Maharaj entered the water of the Kalindi on the Dvadasi to take his bath. So this described here, Nirahara, that he fasted. Ahara means to eat. Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maitunam Cha Samanya Maitat. The activities, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, these are activities common with the animals like that. But here, human beings, we have some regulations like that. Anikadasi, there's prescribed fasts there, nirahara, without eating. Nanda Maharaj practice like that. These things described Bhagavad Gita was that Pavanani Manishinam, Yajna Dana Tapas Karma, Hare Krishna. That these activities, fasting, or yajna, sacrifice, dana, charity, Yajna Dana Tapas, austerities like these can purify even great souls. So anyway, for our benefit, the coward men headed by Nanda Maharaj, they observed fast on this Ekadasi. To give nice example, Krishna likes his associates to set nice example for the common man. Just like Arjuna, he was set example by surrendering to Krishna and inquiring from him. Just like Vedanta Sutra's first injunction is there, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, that one should begin to inquire in this human form of life. We have human form of life. This is the one thing that distinguishes us from the animals, because the other things, ahara, nidra, bhayam, maitum, these things are common. But the human being has that special thing, vishesha, that they have the opportunity to inquire, what is this life for? What am I here for? What is this purpose of this? All this activities that we have in this world, so many things. We're engaged in mostly sinful activities in the material world. It means everyone in the material world born means they're a rascal. They have some opportunity to perform their pastimes of trying to lord it, attempting to lord it over the material world. But that is not the purpose of the living entity. The living entity meant to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here we see that Samarabhyarcha Janardhanam, Nanda Maharaj is worshipping Janardhana. That is the fasted on Ekadasi and is worshipping Janardhana. So this particular pastime, I was looking at this because earlier we had some that after the cowherd boys begged food from the Brahman and his wives, they were blessed like that. And then there it is, that this Bhagavan Api Tetraiva Baladevina Samyutta, that the just after they begged food from the Brahmana's wives, they happened to see the cowherd men at that same place, Tetraiva. They saw that the same place that the cowherd men were performing, getting ready to perform a sacrifice for Indra. So Chaturatma, when he gave class that day, he was pointed out that this great distance is there between the where the cowherd boys beg food from the Brahmin's wives. That's just towards Mathura, south of Vrindavan. Just off the Parikrama path in Vrindavan. And the Govardhan Hill is quite a distance from there. So here also we see that Nanda Maharaj, he entered the water of the Kalindi, Jamuna. That place, Nandagat, that is something like 15, 20 kilometers north of Vrindavan, upstream, that is. Maybe as the crow flies a little less, the river bends like that. And then, as described in these chapter summary, that Krishna showed the cowherd men, took them to the place, the lake, where Ahura would in the future have his vision of the absolute truth. That was on the way to Mathura when Ahura was taking Krishna and Balaram to Mathura for the sacrifice, wrestling match like that. Bow sacrifice is called like that. So that is just, that is further downstream from the place where the cowherd man, the cowherd boys got the food from the Brahmin's wives. There's a Kuragat just after Vrindavan comes, then south downstream is the Bhojanstali, and where the cowherd boys got food from the Brahmin's wives, and then just further down there is Akuragat. Akuragat is also where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed when he was visiting Vrindavan. He would take rest at Akuragat, and then in the morning he would come and take his bath, described very nicely, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he would come and take his bath at Shirghat, and then he would sit at this Amlital like that. And then when this very pleasing breeze was blowing there, this platform was there at that time. It's interesting that that platform was there. And that same, in Chaitanya Charitamrita was written 500 years ago. It's described how this tree was very old from the time of Lord Krishna. So unfortunately that tree, I think was in the 1990s sometimes, maybe in mid-1990s, that tree became, also joined the unmanifest pastimes of Krishna. It left, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita it says that the tree, Ebriksha Puratan, that is from the time of Krishna Lila Kalara, Ebriksha Puratan, that the tree was from the time of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Now it's departed. So anyway, this place where Nanda Maharaj took his bath, that was later on it was called, it was given the name Bhaya, because Nanda Maharaj became fearful of Varuna, servant like that. This is described, Skanda Purana, that very interesting how these different places in Vraja got different names according to Krishna's pastimes. That was done by Krishna's great-grandson, Vajranath, that it's described that, actually it's in the Bhagavat Mahatmya, the Skanda Purana, that after establishing Parikshit as the king of Hastinapur, Yudhishthira Maharaj was preparing to leave family life like that, to renounce everything, go to the forest, to the mountains like that. So he established Parikshit Maharaj as the emperor of the world in Hastinapur, and he installed Vajranath, the great-grandson of Krishna. He was the son of Aniruddha, who was the son of Prajumna. He established him in Mathura, as the is described, Surasena Patim Tata, Maturayam Tata Vrajram, is the verse in the first canto, that he established Vajra as the king of the Surasenas, like that, at Mathura. So, in the Skanda Purana, it describes that one time this Parikshit Maharaj came to visit Vajra to see how he was doing, and he came out and Vajra came out and properly greeted Parikshit, and Parikshit could understand that there was some kind of difficulty, something was there with Vajra, so he inquired, why you're feeling you look morose like that? So what is the problem? He says, well, it's very nice that I've become king of this Mathura area like that, but there's no one here. That after Krishna's pastimes, everyone has gone back, has left, and there's no one here, then what's the use of being king with no subjects? So Parikshit, he was, called for some authority, what to do. He called for Sandilya Rishi, who was the priest of Nanda Maharaj. He called him there, and Sandilya said that you have to go out, this district of Mathura, this is a very special place, this is the place of Krishna's pastimes. So he advised him like that you go out and you find out, by my grace, you'll find out all the different pastimes, what took place in the different places, and then you'll name them according to these different to the pastimes that took place there. So in this way, he established all these different places of Krishna's pastimes, named them. This is described very nicely in the Bhakti Ratnakar, how these different places were named according to different pastimes that took place there. So this particular place, Nandagat, sometimes it's called Nandagat, but the town, I don't know what town is there, but they say Bayagram, now it's become Bo or Bayagram like that. This is also near Chirgat, that your God, we mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath at Chirgat. That Chirgat is different from the Chirgat that's upstream. The Chirgat that's upstream, that is where the gopis took the bath. Was that to be already? Stealing the clothes of the gopis like that. That took place near Nandagat. The other place took place, there's another Chirgat in Vrindavan where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath. That is a different pastime during the Rasa Leela that Krishna also stole the clothes of the gopis at that time. So Chirgat is there. Then so Bagram, anyway, these different pastimes were named, the different places were named according to these different pastimes. Then, this goes on very nicely, a description of how the queens of Lord Krishna were there. Kalindi, she was very, the other queens noticed that Kalindi was very joyful while they were all suffering greatly from separation from Lord Krishna. So they inquired from her that how come you're don't see, like, you don't seem to be very, very, having any difficulty from separation from Krishna. So she said, well, I had opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is how the Srimad Bhagavatam has been glorified in this section, that she recommended that you can, I heard this Srimad Bhagavatam, I think she heard from Uddhava. Uddhava was there, that Krishna instructed Uddhava to go to the Bhadrika Ashram, but he was also staying in Braj, just near Govardhan, in the form of a plant like that. They had prayer like that in Srimad Bhagavatam, that he offered prayers that he wanted to take birth as the Goma Latoshidinam, that they wanted to take birth as a creeper or a plant in Vrindavan so that he could get the dust from the Vrajvasis, be blessed in that way. So this, who was it? Kalindi, I guess. She recommended that they find Uddhava like that by having some big Sankirtan festival. And they did this at a place near Govardhan. Eventually Uddhava came out and he began saying that, okay, we can recite Srimad Bhagavatam because this is very, after Krishna's departure, we have that verse, the first canto of Krishna Swadhamma Pavagate, that after Krishna returned to his own abode, Dharma Gyanadi Visaka Kalonashta Dushamesha Puranar Kodunotita, that the Srimad Bhagavatam, this will give the direction to the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Srimad Bhagavatam has the potency, all the potencies of Krishna, to establish religious principles and to give light to the fallen souls in the dark age of Kali. So they had, of course, recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhava, when he came out, he told Parikshit that, no, you have to go out and subdue Kali, because you'll hear later on, for the benefit of all mankind, you'll hear Srimad Bhagavatam later on from Shukadeva Goswami. And so Parikshit, he agreed, he understood that this wasn't his time at that time. So, otherwise, Uddhava, he engaged in, he narrated Srimad Bhagavatam to the queens of Lord Krishna and sent out Parikshit Maharaj. And so, all these different pastimes that took place in Braj, these were all established by this Udranab. We have his, we're indebted to him for that. All these deities, all these Shiva temples are there. deities of Krishna, Haridev, Govinda Dev, the Dikpal deities, Lord Shiva, Bhuteshwar, Kameshwar, Gopishwar, who is it? Nandishwar is not included. Anyway, so where are we? It's described, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes this pastime, this stealing, kidnapping of Nanda Maharaj by the servant of Varuna. This was representing, he gives a description, Chaitanya Shikshamrita and Krishna Samhita, both he gives a description of many of these different pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam, the different demons, what they are representing. Actually, in the next verse we'll hear it, that the servant of Varuna is given that title, that is a demon. So this particular pastime, this represents intoxication, drinking of wine. So someone else will have opportunity. I think there's a whole chapter coming up on this pastime. We don't have any purport today, so I don't know where we're supposed to talk on particular subject. But anyway, this pastime, this drinking of wine, sometimes some neophyte devotees, it's described that they want to enhance their feelings of bliss by drinking wine and engaging in spiritual, so-called spiritual activities like that. But this is not, this is the representation of this pastime, this Varuna stealing away Nanda Maharaj, Varuna's servant stealing, kidnapping Nanda Maharaj. Of course, Krishna, he is very nicely respected by Varuna, and he chastises his servant. So anyway, this pastime, how these different places are described, I was wanted to go back that just like these different pastimes, they took place, sometimes it appears very long distance, just like we were mentioning how the wives of the brahmanas, they were feeding the cowherd boys in one place, and in another place, some 20, 30 kilometers away, that they have the Govardhan Puja, and here it is 15 kilometers north of Vrindavan, the Nanda Maharaj takes his bath. So these are all not very, I mean, we try to, in the material world, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions one place that the material world means that we want to measure everything. Everything, that is the, he gives a definition of maya like that, that we want to measure everything. Everything has to be according to our conceptions of how things are. The material world, everything wants, we try to measure how far it is, how what time it is, how long it will be. Even devotees, they would come out when we were in Vrindavan, they would ask, what is the benefit for doing Govardhan Parikrama? Everything we want to calculate, what is, how long, how far, how much. And this is the not to be done in the spiritual world. As described in the, I think, Padma Purana, Atashri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavit Grayam Indre, that we can't understand Krishna. Krishna means, of course, Krishna is not only Krishna, but Krishna's abode, Krishna's associates. These are beyond Na Bhavit Grayam Indre. It can't be understood by material senses. Material senses have no jurisdiction in spiritual subject matters. Krishna's name, also called Adhoksuja, means that he's beyond material senses. We can't understand Krishna and Krishna's pastimes with our material mind and senses. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabala Dranandri Seva Mukehi Jivado, that you have tongue that we can do and engage in service to Krishna, then we can Swayameva Svaratyada, then Krishna will become manifest actually by engaging that tongue, beginning with the tongue, all the senses they can be engaged. Ambarish Maharaj did like that Savaimana Krishna Padaravan. If we can engage the mind somehow, Rupa Goswami says like that, Yena Tena Prakarena Manah Krishna Vishat, that if we somehow or other if we can engage the mind, then all the other senses have become very easy to engage. So anyway, the also in this connection, this seems sometimes this how that we just finished up Govardhan Puja pastime, and now Krishna rescues Nanda Maharaj from the abode of Varuna. This in the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, he describes that this how this subject, Shukadeva Goswami, is narrating Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj, how he came from Govardhan to Nandaram Maharaj being kidnapped by the servant of Varuna. He says that he was thinking, considering how Indra made this offense, and now Varuna's engaged in similar activities like that. So offenses are very, of course, very detrimental to one's advancement in devotional service. Of course, here sometimes we argue in this case is that Indra and Varuna are making offense to Krishna. Krishna's offenses are not taken so seriously as the offenses to the devotees like that. One can, what is that? Hari stani aparede tare harina. That one can become delivered by chanting if one commits offenses to Krishna. But tomastani aparede nahi parichan. That if one offends the devotees, then they can't be very easily forgiven. That has to be done only through the devotees. That is the lesson in the pastime of Ambarish Maharaj, that even Krishna couldn't offend, relieve Durvasa Muni of this offense against Ambarish. He had to go back to Ambarish. There's nice, very nice verse. And the Chaitanya Bhagavat describes how that if one steps on a thorn, you can't take the get relief by taking the thorn out of the shoulder. The thorn goes in the foot, you have to take it out from the foot. You can't take it out from that. So I was thinking that this time, this Kartik month, they have the Braj Mandal Parikrama. There's many thorns. You don't have thorns here in the West so much. You don't step on so many thorns. But if you go in Vrindavan, especially Braj Mandal Parikram, many devotees, they go barefoot, and you'll learn how it is stepping on thorn. You become very light-footed. Learn how to become very light-footed. So thorn goes in foot, it has to come out same place, not from the other place in the body. So if one has to, there's very nice, again from Bhakti Ratnakar, one story is there. This fifth chapter describes all these different places of Braj Mandal. At the end of this fifth chapter of the Bhakti Ratnakar, it describes that these pastime places of Krishna can be very nicely relished. All these pastimes and all the different places of Braj can be relished by someone who has dedicated his life to these things. like we go, we have opportunity to hear from Dina Bundu about the different places of Braj. It's so relishable like that. Devotees enjoy so much. But the author, he gives that warning that one has to be very careful not to engage in any type of offenses against the devotees. He gives the example that even unintentionally, one devotee one time came to see Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was engaged. He was having some very nice experiences, vision of Krishna's pastime, that how the gopis were decorating Srimati Radharani, and they were holding up mirror so that she could see how they had decorated her. And Krishna was watching from behind. The gopis knew that, but Srimati Radharani was unaware, so when they held up the mirror, they just moved a little bit, and Radharani could see in the mirror that Krishna was behind her. And this way, they enjoyed very humorous path. They all started laughing. Srila Rupa Goswami also started laughing, seeing this pastime going on. But at that time, one devotee was coming to see him, and he didn't understand what Rupa Goswami was seeing, nor did the Rupa Goswami see that devotee coming, but the devotee saw that Rupa Goswami was laughing as soon as he came. So he was thinking, oh, that he's maybe laughing at me. So he became very disappointed and went away. Rupa Goswami became lost as ecstatic, trance like that. And this devotee went back to Sanatana Goswami, explaining what had happened. Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent. He understood everything what is going on, so he explained to the devotee that Rupa Goswami was in this ecstatic trance. So they went back, and Rupa Goswami went to see Sanatana, and the devotee came with Sanatana back to see Rupa, and they met on the path, and they both offered obeisances and begged each other for forgiveness like that. Of course, the point is that even though there's no offense, sometimes even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used even his mother to give us warning, the gravity of Vaishnava aparad like that. So these pastimes, one has to be very, one can understand them through the devotees by engaging in devotional service in the association of devotees. One becomes qualified to understand something about these pastimes. So I'm there. Someone has questions or comments? I don't know. Sorry. Don't have any paper. No. Anything? No?
So we are advised that we should be in sadhu sangha, in the community of devotees, but then we commit offenses knowingly and unknowingly. Seems like a very stressful proposition.
Sorry?
It seems like a very stressful proposition.
Stressful, soft proposition.
Stressful proposition to be in the community of devotees because we want it, but at the same time we might commit offenses knowingly or unknowingly. So maybe you can comment on that.
Well, every day we're offering obeisances to each other. You'll remember the devotees in the, I don't know when it gradually, we lost this habit. We used to offer, devotees used to offer their obeisances individually to each devotee in the morning. Sometimes in the daytimes, especially if we didn't see a devotee for a few days, we'd immediately offer obeisances. Daya Prabhu, please accept my obeisances. Like that. This used to go on more. And, of course, the point is that to engage in glorifying the devotees, then the propensity for criticizing will be lost very easily. The example that we give, you have a, I think Srila Prabhupada said, a cup of ink or something, and you start putting milk in. So you put milk more and more and more, the ink gradually gone. So we have so much disqualifications in our birth in this body, in this material body. We have so many disqualifications. But if we engage, what is that? That also is there, that kalair dosha nidhi rajam. Just like an ocean, all the disqualifications we have in this Kali Yuga, ocean of faults, dosha nidhi. But we have one very nice thing that is described at the Eko Hasti Hifog Mahadguna, that Kirtanadaiva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhijat, that we can chant. That chanting we'll have to do in the association of devotees. We can't chant. No one, we can imitate Haridas Thakur, and that's not possible for most of us. But Haridas Thakur, he was able to go out, sit alone, chant Harinam. But we need the association of devotees if we want to actually continuing with our Harinam. Otherwise, we won't continue along. Yes.
Well, part of the morning program is that you do the Panchakalpa Chutischa.
Yes.
So, and then also when we offer our
but we used to do that. No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't part of the morning program at that time. No, in the 70s, early 70s, like that, we were offering obeisances individually to each other. Maybe not in the morning, but collectively we didn't do it. Do you remember? Huh? Yeah? Huh? Sorry.
Sometimes I also, if someone says something that's a little questionable about another devotee, you can ask them to say three good things about that devotee. Just, I call it prayaschitta. They'll say something and say, okay, now, for prayaschitta, you have to say three good things. And you can tell there's some rectification when they try to do that in the beginning. You know, as soon as you try to say something about someone, you just said something a little negative about. Or even you can just get in the practice of doing it with everybody. You just see the good qualities in others.
Yes, that's it.
And when you're offering the candle to Damodar, Jasoda, when you offer it, you offer it also to the devotees. You turn around and offer your Prabhupada to the devotees. So there's another opportunity.
Yes, thank you. That's nice. Anything else? Yes. Vajranav, that the great-grandson of Krishna, he was the son of Aniruddha. Aniruddha was the son of Prajumna. Prajumna was Krishna's son. Described. All right, anything else? Gantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.